This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time.
Welcome back, value investors. Now that earnings season is winding down, we're beginning to see some winners and some losers by both sector and industry. One industry that has taken it on the chin this earnings season is the restaurants. This industry was in the spotlight in 2013 and 2014 when over a dozen names went IPO. And you would know many of those. A lot of regional chains decided to go IPO. Many of these had high valuations as they were considered growth stocks. Only now, unfortunately, that growth has slowed and competitive pressures entailed in expanding some of these regional chains nationwide or even worldwide are kind of catching up to some of them. So investors are fleeing this industry in droves. The stocks are selling off. I'm sure you've seen some of them. And I thought I would take a closer look at it because obviously as stocks sell off, they may become value stocks or interesting to us as value investors. So I decided to look and see if this is a buying opportunity in some of these restaurants, or is this the value trap scenario that we've talked about. So this is another podcast covering, you know, whether or not the stock is a value and is cheap, or if it's a value trap. And remember what a value trap is. It's a company that appears to look like it's cheap. And it may be cheap on even some of the value fundamentals. It may have a low PE or price to book or price to sales ratio. But value traps also have declining earnings. So the stock may not be really as cheap as you think as those earnings sink. So what we want as value investors is a cheap stock with the good solid value fundamentals and one that probably Wall Street is, you know, ignoring, along with either, you know, kind of stable earnings or rising earnings. That's the best case scenario, is to get some earnings growth there. So a cheap stock with the earnings growth that's telling us something good is going on in the company and not something, you know, negative or bad, that those earnings estimates are being cut or earnings growth is declining, you know, even worse scenario going into the negative. So I decided to look at, you know, a couple examples because there's a lot of restaurant stocks being beaten down, as I said, right now. So I took a look at one that I noticed because the stock is at new lows and it's Noodles & Company, ticker is NDLS. Shares were as high as $45 right after the IPO in 2013, and now they're trading under $5 and under $4 at around $3.80. So from $45 to $3.80, shares are down 44% still year to date. So all you've done in this stock, if you've owned it throughout this whole period it's been public, is basically lose money. But I took a look at those earnings estimates now. They're supposed to lose money in 2017 now. They're supposed to lose a cent. So they don't have a PE. Remember, you can't have a PE if you're losing money. So right there is a negative to me because I do want my restaurant chain to be making money, to be profitable here. They are supposed to make 6 cents in 2018. So that's a little bit of a jump, but those estimates are not looking good and are sliding some there. And so without looking at anything else other than just what this earnings outlook is telling me, I can already tell you that I know that this is a trap here, that Noodles & Company is still struggling, and that even at $3.80, that this is not a value stock right here. So this is just one example of a restaurant that, you know, is in the value trap category. But I decided to screen after looking at that one for some restaurants that actually had the PE, obviously, and had the PE of around 15 or under, so that it was in the value category. And there's 79 stocks in Zacks retail industry. So I screened through those 79 stocks and PEs under 15. I didn't care about the Zacks rank here. I was just screening for the value portion. And I came up with 6 stocks. So as you can see, just based on PE, and I didn't screen for price to sales or price to book here, but just on PE, the restaurant industry is not all that cheap, actually, despite the sell-off in many, if not most, of the shares. It's just, it's still not overall cheap based on value fundamentals. But we did have these six. So I took a look at those and I picked out three that were the most intriguing that many of you know. So the first one is Brinker International, and its ticker is EAT, easy to remember, EAT. And you would know Brinker. You don't probably know the name, but you know the chains. They own Chili's and Maggiano's Little Italy. So both very well known and nationwide chains. They have a PE of 10.8, so they are cheap. And they actually have a PEG of 1, which is indicating some value there too with the growth component. So I looked at their estimates, and in 2016, they made $3.20. In 2017, they're expected to make $3.26, so only 6 cents more. And then in 2018, also $3.26 again. So the estimates are, you know, right now looking a little stable. The 2018 estimate was cut in the last 90 days. So that has been on the decline a bit, and which is why the stock is down. Stock is down 35% year to date. So got a lot of stock weakness, but that's why you got the value. But we're basically looking at a company that has going to have almost no earnings growth for 3 years, basically, because it's making about the same as it made in 2016. So I would like this company more, and I would consider it much more of a value if those estimates for 2018 were to turn around and start to rise a bit more. And if you can see those start to turn and rise, then I'll be real interested. But I don't hate this position, and I don't consider this to be a true value trap. This is kind of a neutral one, strangely enough. It's not a great value stock, not quite yet until those earnings estimates turn around, but it's not a value trap either because they're not really sliding here. They're just kind of stabilized, holding steady, no growth, you know, not a big decline. Meh. If shares go cheaper, then I think I would be even more interested in this one. So I'm keeping my eye on Brinker here because this does look like it could turn into a value stock shortly, especially if it declines further. So Brinker's on the short list. Then I looked at Dine Equity. A lot of people have been talking about this one. The ticker is DIN. Again, you don't probably know the name Dine Equity, but you do know its chains. It owns IHOP and Applebee's. Now, they did just announce that they're closing between 105 and 135 Applebee's this year, along with 20 to 25 IHOPs. Most of those are in areas and cities that, you know, the stores, just they're just not doing well. They are opening up quite a few internationally, especially in Mexico. And I have seen Applebee's down in Mexico, actually. And that was kind of strange driving around. I'm used to seeing Starbucks there, but to suddenly, like, you know, be driving down the street and seeing Applebee's, I don't know. But it's very popular in Mexico. So, you know, the doom isn't totally in here, but this one trades with a PE of 8.6. So value fundamentals are really cheap with this one. But looking at the estimates, it's not so good. 2016, they made $6.01. 2017, they're only expected to make $4.58. So quite a big drop there. They were supposed to make $4.87 just 90 days ago. So those estimates are on the decline. They have been cut, especially after this last quarter, where it wasn't so great. And then 2018, expected to rebound a little bit to $4.74. But it was at $5.33 just 90 days ago. So those estimates have been cut too. So analysts see a little bit of turnaround in earnings, at least by 2018, but it's not that great of a story. So here, just looking at these estimates, I would consider this to be a value trap right here, even with that PE of 8.6. I'm still looking for, you know, better earnings and a turnaround, and instead of a slide in those earnings going forward. Then our third stock, cheap one, is Bojangles, actually. That ticker is BOJA, and this is the Southeast U.S. chicken chain. It's very popular in that part of the country, and it is a PE of 16.3, so a little over the 15, but this is the cheapest it's been since it went IPO. Shares are down about 19% year to date, so that's why you're getting a little bit more interesting PE here. Last quarter, same store sales down 1.4%, and they did guide lower, so that's why the shares are down. 2016, they made a dollar. In 2017, expected to make 82 cents, and then a little bit of turnaround in 2018 with 88 cents. But both of those have been cut in the last 90 days. So these estimates are on the slide too, because they all reported earnings. It wasn't as good as everybody thought. Still struggling a little bit. They all still call it a challenging environment. And this one, for me, isn't cheap enough yet to go into the value territory, especially with those estimates looking a little dubious going forward. So I'm keeping my eye on this one. If it goes a lot cheaper, I'll be more interested. But right now, I'm considering this one a value trap. And then I just took a look around, since those are the three that actually have value fundamentals. Like I said, the rest of the sector industry is really quite expensive still, despite the slide. So, you know, Potbelly's hasn't really gone anywhere. Those shares are still weak, but they haven't plunged further, I guess I should say. There's trading at 34 times. Habit Burger, that stock has actually sunk, still trading at 58 times. So I can't even consider that one. One that could be on the edge soon, Pollo Loco, ticker LOCO. They're trading at 18 times now because the stock has sunk. Estimates not looking too bad there. So I'm keeping my eye on that one. When I do another one of these episodes, if these stocks keep sinking, then that might appear on there. And then I took a look at Chipotle because everybody, you know, still is focused on it. It's still trading at 41 times and it's always just been expensive. But shares are down 32% in the last 3 months, and they're down 17% year to date. And this is a 4-year low for the shares. So you have to take a look if you're a value investor, even at 41 times, just to kind of see what's happening with these earnings estimates. So in 2016, they made just 77 cents. And we know why, from the PR issues and all of that. So 77 cents there. But if, you know, that's in the rearview mirror now. 2017, $7.82. But that is down from $8.34 just 90 days ago. So a little bit of a cut there. And then 2018, expected to make $11. That's down from $12.14 in the last 90 days. So those have been cut too. But we're still going to go from $7.82 back up to $11. If they see that $11, that would put Chipotle at these levels at about 31 times. That would be among the cheapest it's been on a PE basis in quite some time. So I'm still looking at this. It's not a value stock, but if you are a growth investor who's looking for something that has a little more value in it as a growth play, Chipotle, if it can do and keep up with these current estimates, it's not looking too shabby here. So I can't believe I'm saying that, but I'm even keeping an eye on it now that this could be a value growth kind of play for this stock. But it's out of favor. If it sinks some more, I'll really be interested. So this is one I'm keeping an eye on. Of course, its ticker is CMG. So let's recap the tickers now. So we have Chipotle. It's not a value yet, but keeping an eye on it because if it sinks some more, could be interesting with these earnings estimates here. But ticker CMG, Pollo Loco, ticker LOCO, not yet a value, but could get there if it sinks some more. And then we had DineEquity, DIN, Bojangles, BOGA, Brinker International, EAT, which is one that I do find to be pretty cheap here and does have value, but the other two are more traps. And then Noodles & Company, NDLS, has no PE. But even with the decline in the shares, I consider that a value trap as well. So be sure to keep an eye on any of these and also dig into the fundamentals. We just looked at the earnings here, and you really want to go in and read what they're saying about what they did in the second quarter, why they find the restaurant industry challenging, who's going to be the winners in this industry. And remember that just because a restaurant chain or any company has been around for 20, 50 years, or even 100 years, doesn't mean they can't go bankrupt. They can't go under. It's very competitive out there in restaurants. So, you know, buy some companies that are actually profitable and and have a plan to grow the business, because that's what it's all about. And remember, you can check out all of our Value Investor podcasts now on Apple Podcasts. We have our own platform over there, but we're also under the Zacks Market Edge. If you want to subscribe to both of those podcasts, you can get them both on Apple Podcasts, which is basically iTunes. And we're still on SoundCloud, so be sure to subscribe over there as well. And I'll see you again next time.